Bezal Shem Mizbochi begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumah Nitin, the laws of the claimant and the defendant, the Sefer Mishpatim, the book of judgments, where we continue on this theme regarding the claims and the admissions. When this Perek discussed regarding the admission and also regarding the person switches his claims. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding backing out of the admission. So Amayin B'fnei Shnayim, someone admits in front of two people, Shesh L'Ploini Esle Manda, that yeah, that guy has by him 100 dinarim that he owes him. And he says it in the way of admission, not just like in conversation. Even though he didn't say, Atim Eda, you are my witnesses, and even if the claimant wasn't even there, that is considered bona fide testimony. Therefore, if he claims him in court, if he says, what do you mean? This never happened, I don't owe you the money. We don't listen to him. In other words, he's not believed to say, oh, I was just fooling around when I admitted. And he has to pay based on the testimony of the witnesses. Now, was a singular witness. Nishba has to swear. Again, because he had said this in the way of admission. Let's say he claims, when these witnesses come, Bamli says, oh yes, I admitted in front of these two witnesses. But I only did it, I only admitted so I shouldn't make myself look wealthy, and therefore I quote unquote admitted. Naman is believed to explain that's what he meant. Vinishba has to make a rabbinic oath and he'll be exempt based on that. But if when he admitted in front of them, the claimant was there also, then they cannot claim it to say, oh, I only said this, so I shouldn't make it look like I was wealthy, because that was in front of the claimant. That wouldn't be appropriate. And therefore, that would definitely seem like it was really admitted. But if let's say he claims that he already gave it, that he paid it up, well, then he's believed. And all he does, he makes a rabbinic oath, because a person doesn't have to pay back in front of witnesses, and he's believed to say that he paid it up. Halacha beis, kolamayd b'fnei shnayim, whoever admits in front of two witnesses, in he cannot go back and then say, as we just mentioned before, mishata hayisibay, I was just fooling around with him. And bein tzor chlemen, I don't have to say, imhoyd b'fnei shloish, should be admitted in front of three people, which three is like a court. Rather, we obligate him to give based on the admission of his own words. Because like we said, whoever says in the way of admission, it's like as if he's saying, Atim Eda, you're my witnesses. However, in spite of this, the Rambam continues and explains how this applies to writing a document of admission. But we do not write a document of this admission, unless he said to them, write it, sign it, and give it to him. Moreover, but they actually have to consult with him. After they wrote it, they have to ask him a second time if they can go ahead and give it to him. Like we explained this already in the 11th parak of Hilchos Ma'aleh, Halacha Aleph. And v'cheinim hoyd bebezdin. Achar shasholcholoi, same thing is if let's say he admitted court after we sent for him. K'moish Hezbar, like we explained in the next Halacha. Hadeh l'kaisvin, then they write it. But v'hu shiyu bezdin makinin shneim, as long as the courts recognize these two individuals, k'dish le'yirim shneim l'chai ish achar, so that they don't go ahead and create some type of a deception to obligate someone else, because it's as if he's admitting really someone else, and he's just making believe he's that person. So they have to verify to make sure those are the two individuals that we're discussing. Halacha gimel. Bezdin shel shleisha, regarding a court of three people, shayoshin me'atzman, they were sitting from their own, b'mokam ha'kabulhem, in the permanent place where they generally sit. And then the claimant comes and he's complaining in front of them. And then they send the agent to go ahead and bring the defendant. And he comes and he admits in front of them. So that's like what we mentioned before. So they write and they give it to the claimant that he has this verification that he's owed this money. But if they were not established in their regular place, they didn't send for the defendant. Then therefore, even if he gathered them, and he has the three people sit down, and he admits in front of them, and he says to them, I want you to be the judges for me. And then the claimant comes and he says, okay, write down my admission for me. And then they don't write. Because maybe the borrower is going to pay it back for him, not in front of witnesses, which he's allowed to. Now this guy's going to claim it from him with a document, and the bar is not going to be believed to say that he paid it back. But in the case when he admits in front of the court, then that has the power of a document, and even if they don't write it, he's not believed to say he paid up, and therefore the bar doesn't lose anything through the writing. In contrast over here, where it's not considered as a bezdin because he gathered them, and therefore they have no right to write it down. Now the medvam, when we say this, the metal by movable items. But if he admitted regarding property or on real estate, then even if it's only in front of two people, and even if they did not make an acquisition for him on this admission, And they didn't tell them kizva tenu, write it and give it. Doesn't make a difference. They could write it and they could give it. Because here you don't have to concern about, oh, maybe he's going to give it to him when no one's looking. And that he's going to claim to him a second time because he's claiming from a certain field. That field doesn't move anywhere. There's no, it's either you gave it or you don't. There's no way of double claiming it. And therefore, they're going to write a document for him. Halacha dal, shtar hadoya sheyotza, regarding a document of admission, which is being produced by the lender, and it says over there that this guy admitted in front of the court, the borrower, that he owes him the money, but v'lohoi kasvei, it didn't say on the document, om malonu, that the judges are writing, that he said to us, kisva v'chisma v'snulai, write it and sign it and give it to him, still there is a kasha, it's going to be valid. Shachazaki, that's a presumption, she'ilo emalem, had he not said to them, kisva v'chisma v'snulai, write it and sign it and give it, lohoi nois, they would not have given it, so it doesn't have to be written inside the document. Let's say Hayukasav Ashtar was written in the document, Hoy deplain befaneinu bezdin. This guy admitted in front of us, the court. Im ein kasav baisha yishloisha, but it doesn't say that there were three judges, Oy dvam shashay mechlol shay yishloisha, or any words there from there you could infer and understand that there were three. Chayshin shemishnaim hayu, then we're actually concerned that this court was actually two judges. Vato, and they made a mistake, Vadimu, and they thought shahadoy bishnaim, that admission in front of two is hoydo bebezdin, is considered admission in court. Well, the fikach ain't done by dinshta, and therefore we're not going to qualify this as halacha of a document, and you're not going to collect from the lekuches, and the bar is going to be believed to say that he paid up. Halacha continues regarding the strength of one's admission in court. So Kavar Brown already explained in the 11th parak of Hilchos Ma'aleh Halacha Aleph, shahadoy bevezin, admitting to something in court, or edus bevezin, or testimony in court, is kemiv haksuv b'shtar, is like a loan that was written in the document, even though nothing was written. Therefore, you could write and you could give it to the litigant, to the lender, because the document doesn't really add on anything more than what was already established just by having this conversation in court. Now, but when do we say this? Is when this guy didn't accept the judgment until they sent for him and they brought him, like we explained this in Halacha Gimel. And then he comes and then he admits. So then that's where it has this halacha like a milvak suv b'shtar. But if you have two people, not that they have to call the borrower, both of them come to court. And then one of them claims from his friend, and he says, there's 100 dinarim that I have by you. And the defendant says, hen, it's true, you have by me. So the bein sha'amar adiyan, whether the judges say, you have to give him the money. Or bein sha'amar, whether they say to him, go out and give it to him. And he goes out accepting the verdict. Vamani says, Pardati, he says, okay, after the court held me responsible, I paid him up. So Neman, he's believed to say that he paid him up. And he makes rabbinic oath that he paid him up. Therefore, if the claimant comes back to the judges without the defendant with him, Vamani says, Kisbul Hodiyasi, write for me my admission that the guy admitted to me. Ooh, in this case, in Kisbul, we don't write it for him. Maybe the guy, since the courts held him responsible, maybe he paid him already. Someone's obligated an oath in court. The Yotzav Amanishbati comes out and he says, I swore. Neman is believed. We don't have to make him swear that he swore. Now, let's say the witnesses testify they were with him the whole time since the court said he has to swear, and they testify he didn't swear, then obviously he's being refuted by the witnesses that he swore. So now he's already established as a liar for this oath. And so now he's never believed anymore to ever say Nishbati that I swore, only until his litigant actually admits that he did swear. Or that he brings witnesses they swore in front of them, but to say that he did, we don't believe anymore because really he was contradicted once before by witnesses. Two people have come to court. And one of them is obligated, liable to the other one. And the court say to the defendant, okay, you lost the case, go and give it to him. The Yotze goes out, he comes back and he says, yes, I paid him up. But witnesses testify, say, how could you say that? We were with you the whole time. We saw you didn't pay him up. So he's established as a liar for that money. He's not believed anymore to say anymore when, let's say, he's held responsible a second time by the court to say that I paid him up. Now, if they say to him, so the court is just notifying. They didn't give him a command, go give it to him, like in the first case of Tenloy. They said, you're obligated to give it to him. And the Yahtzee goes out, Bechazabam comes back and he says, Pardate, paid him up. And the aid made Moshe put on them witnesses say, what do you mean? They testify he didn't pay him up. Lehuchzikafen, he's not been established as a liar. Why not? She said, Nishmat Mehem, because he was just trying to elude to remove himself from them, until they go ahead and investigate his judgment. In other words, since they never gave him definitive command, go give him, they just said, you're obligated, he was thinking maybe they're going to still hold him meritorious, and therefore he's just trying to like get himself out of the situation, say, oh, I already paid him, just so to buy himself time, not that necessarily he was really lying. Levigar, therefore, mchaza pamacheres. So if he does come back another time, v'toyin shaparoy zehamamich nizchayba b'fneim, and he claims that he paid up this money that was obligated in front of them, v'lohoyisham edim shemachishon leisa pamachneim, there's no witnesses the second time to refute him. Okay, so he was never hosek kafim, because it was only they said to him chayiv and not ten. There is a nish behesses shaparoy v'nifta, he could just wear the rabbinic oath of hesses, and that he paid him, and he'll be exempt. Therefore, because of this concern, the intelligent ones in Spain, that they had this custom, when the bar admitted, or he's obligated an oath in court, he would say, the claimant would say in front of the court, hey, you ally Adam, I want you to be for me testimony, witnesses, that this guy should not pay me back, or you shouldn't swear to me, only from the witnesses, which you could do. The Rambam holds even after the actual obligations started, even now at a later point in time. And therefore the guy can never say later on, oh, I did it not in front of someone else. He knows that this is a trick, and therefore he wants to prevent it from happening. Halacha Zayin, Mishahid Bevesnev, someone admits in court, Shanechayv Lazat Tveimana, that, you know, I owe this guy the claimant 100 dinar. And then he says, ooh, Niskarti, I remember Shaparati Lechayvay Shahid Esibay. I remember I paid him up this debt that I just admitted to. Vari Eidim and our witnesses that also say that he paid up. Okay, Ari Zed is my Ellis. Actually, the testimony of the witnesses actually helps him. And we do based on what they're testifying, and we don't say, no, I mean, Hadoz Badin Kim Eidim, the guy admitted that he owes him. It's like 100 witnesses to the contrary. No, Sharila Hikresh Eidim, his witnesses don't contradict him because he retracted first before the witnesses testify, and he's saying the same thing. And therefore, it's not like the case of where he said, I never borrowed. And then witnesses come and say, no, he did borrow, but he paid up, which we said previously in the previous parak halacha above, that, okay, if you're saying you didn't borrow, it's like you didn't pay, and therefore you have to pay because you're saying you're contradicting the witnesses and your admission is more powerful than there. We're saying no, because he's retracting, and then he's bringing the witnesses, so then he's going to be believed and actually supporting him. Halacha ches, regarding switching one's claims. Now, yesh l'tayin bebezdin, there is an ability for the claimant in court, lavs of litin tayin aches, to go back and to make a different claim. L'hachesh l'tayin aches, which actually contradicts his first claim. And b'semchen al tanas echein, we rely on his later claim. V'avat b'shalay nus namas l'tayin aches, even if he doesn't give a good explanation for his first claim. And v'avat b'shalay yotzim bebezdin b'chaz, even if he left court and he comes back, yesh l'lavs of litin, he could go back and claim, l'hapach kol atan ashiyotza ajibay edim, and to flip all the claims that he originally made, that he wants to, until witnesses come. But once witnesses come, and they contradict his later claim that he's relying on, he now cannot switch it to another claim. Only if he gives an excuse, an explanation for the claim that he's relying on from before, and that there's a certain, in the understanding of the original claim, that's like also could sound like the way he's trying to turn now in his later claim. Because once the witnesses come, he can't change it anymore. He has to at least explain it, how that fits into his first claim that was before the witnesses came. Now, this is all v'hushalayotzim b'bezdin, only if he has not yet left court in this case that we're describing here. Yotzim b'bezdin, if he already left court, then he cannot make any counterclaim, another claim after the witnesses came. Because maybe some wicked people told him some false claims and how to fit it into the first claims, but it was only because you have to fit it in because the witnesses, once the witnesses, post-witnesses, you can't go ahead and make them a new claim. So therefore, we're already worried about some of those shady activities, only if he's changing and explaining it himself after witnesses come in the court itself. And something like that would have those halachic criteria.